A mechanical malfunction causes a fire at Dover Chemical. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Seven fire departments assisted the Dover Fire Department early Tuesday morning for a fire at Dover Chemical Corporation. Lieutenant Joe Minoki said when crews were called out to Davies Road around 12:43 a.m., smoke and fire were visible from the road.
At that time, the sprinkler system had activated and was keeping the fire contained, and then fire crews were able to stretch a 2.5-inch can line and used water and foam to complete extinguishment of that fire.
Minoki said it was later determined that a mechanical failure and a hot oil pump malfunction was the cause of the fire. Damage was limited to the pump and a very small portion of the surrounding equipment.
It was within 10 to 12 minutes that they were on scene that the fire was extinguished. Once they realized what they had and what they could do and what needed done, fire went to 3 alarms. And just because of the nature of the unknown fire at the beginning and because of the nature of the plant.
No damage estimate was available, no one was injured, and Dover Chemical remained open Tuesday morning. New Philadelphia, Strasburg, Sugar Creek, Wayne Township, Bolivar, Mineral City, and Yorksville Fire Departments all assisted, as well as Smith Ambulance. A local park will have a new feature thanks to funding approval from the Rainbow Connection. The money from the nonprofit organization will pay for the construction of a handicap fishing pier at the Tuscora Park Pond. Rainbow Connection Executive Director Carmel Howder believes that everyone should have the same access in a community place.
This is going to be wheelchair accessible. It's going to be very easy to access this pier. And of course, then the railing is going to make it very safe, whether you're on a walker, wheelchair, whatever it takes for you to get out there and fish.
Construction cost is just under $15,000 for the fishing pier on the Maloney Drive side of the pond.
Velma Truman left us a large amount of money upon her passing, and we're using it to give it back to the community. And that's how these large projects are possible, because of the money that we've collected.
Howder adds that a construction timeline will be determined once their engineering plans are completed. And in state news, an Ohio Media Trade Association has named its next president and executive director. The Ohio News Media Association recently announced Monica Naporte will succeed Dennis Hetzel in those leadership roles. Earlier this year, Hetzel announced that he was stepping down and moving to North Carolina. Naporte is president and publisher of the Athens-based APG Ohio Media Group, OM Athens. ONMA was founded in 1933 and represents over 300 newspapers and websites. And in sports, rookie Baker Mayfield's strong arm is keeping the Browns in the playoff picture. Mayfield showed off his ability to throw deep in Sunday's win over Carolina with 66-yard completion on his first play and a 51-yard touchdown into tight coverage. The number one overall pick seems to be getting better each week, and he's outplaying all the other first-round quarterbacks in the 2018 class. The Browns visit the Denver Broncos on Saturday. And the Cleveland Cavaliers forward Tristan Thompson could miss a month with a sprained left foot. Thompson was hurt during Monday night's 108-92 loss in Milwaukee. He made 6 of 7 shots and added 6 rebounds in 18 minutes before he twisted his foot in the third quarter. The team says he will be out at least 2 weeks. The 8-year pro is having one of his best seasons, averaging 12 points and a career-high 11.6 rebounds in 27 games. The Cavs play the New York Knicks tonight in Cleveland at 7 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
At Simpson, we mean quality for all your heating and cooling needs. Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
A mostly cloudy sky today with high temperatures this afternoon in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with some spotty light snow or light rain, low temperature 33. Thursday, cloudy with a high of 42 and rather cloudy into Friday, with rain showers developing later in the afternoon and continuing into the evening hours. High temperature Friday in the upper 40s. Showers around Saturday, especially in the morning, mostly cloudy, high 47. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For local news 24 hours a day, visit WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.